The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Hi, this is Namrata Patel from Mint's Personal Finance team. And in this episode of Why Not Mint Money, we will be talking about the FIRE movement. The FIRE movement stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. People who follow this movement have the goal of achieving financial independence and retiring early in life. While this movement gained momentum in 2010, with rising incomes, high returns from asset classes such as equity, and the desire to gain financial independence, this movement is back in the news. Joining us today is Harshad Chetanpala, a certified financial planner and co-founder of My Wealth Growth. With 18 years of experience in the financial services, Chetan guides families on financial planning and financial protection. Hi, Chetan. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Namrata. Thank you for inviting for the talk. I think it's a very interesting topic. And as you have briefly shared what is FIRE movement, there are a few things that one have to understand about, you know, what all this FIRE movement is all about. The first thing is that the concept is also gaining some traction in India. Predominantly, this concept was very well known in the Western world. But in India, too, we are seeing that a lot of young couples are looking for, or youngsters are looking for, you know, at least start defining what is their FIRE movement. No doubt that the definition of retirement will change over the years, and it will not be that typical retirement where, you know, people be looking at 60, 65 years to retire and then, you know, will be inactive. So that definition of retirement itself is going across a change. At the same time, I think there's another important aspect of FIRE movement is that it consists of, you know, financial independence and retire early. So retirement is one aspect, and financial independence also covers a lot about the other financial goals and objectives that people will have. You know, it's when you look at the FIRE movement, it's very important to look at from a holistic manner that you intend to cover the entire financial goals and your retirement, which typically people would cover in 20, 25 years in a span of 10 years. So that's what, you know, is the FIRE movement, or coming up with the FIRE movement, is all about.
Right. So what about investors who are convinced on the FIRE movement and believe that they do want to gain financial independence and retire early on in their life? How should they approach their finances and their financial planning? And what should they do so that they get financially independent early on in life?
Sure. So there are many, as I said earlier, there are many people who are evaluating this option. And, you know, I think in the introduction, you put it up very nicely that, you know, the incomes have, you know, increased. At the same time, I think with all the, you know, the young generation coming up in the working sector, there are many of whose parents have already set a platform when it comes to, you know, creating a, you know, building a home or everything which is already there. Okay. So this generation do have an advantage where, you know, they do not need to start. Most of them do not need to start from scratch. Okay. So when it comes to working on the FIRE movement, okay, and at least start evaluating or working on that number, what should be that number which will help me to retire maybe in 5 years and 10 years, or if in case you look in the other way, where I can retire at the age of 35 or 40. Okay. The first thing is that, you know, you need to work on all the financial objectives that you have, including the retirement. This predominantly could also be for those kind of individuals or couples where your income could be reasonably high. Your existing money also plays a very important role when you start working on your early retirement or financial independence. Because where your money is lying is going to play a very crucial role, because you need to use all your assets to invest into the right direction and in an aggressive manner. This goal will also probably take most of your savings. So somewhere, if in case someone who decides to retire early and pursue this FIRE moment, will have to realign their expenses, will have to closely look into where the money is going. Because if in case you want to cover or you want to achieve or accumulate the corpus that others would accumulate in 20, 25 years, okay, which you want to do it in 5 to 10 years or 15 years, then you'll have to compromise or at least cut down on your regular expenses drastically so that you achieve that in the subsequent years. Okay. So it will need or it will ask for more control when it comes to the expenses. Another important thing, Namrata, we need to keep in mind is unlike the Western world where the inflation is very nominal, in India, the inflation will continue to be on the higher side. So whenever in India, when you evaluate this financial independence and retire early concept, inflation has to be considered. We cannot ignore inflation. As far as all the goals are concerned, it's very important to look at each and every goal and objective and then plan out. The right way to do it is probably, decide ki from 5 years down the line or 10 years down the line, I would like to, retire. And then evaluate from all goals perspective. Then take one step ahead. If in case your finance doesn't permit, then probably you go maybe 1 or 2 years ahead and then relook on into those numbers. And that's how that could be a better way to work on your on your FIRE moment. And at the same point of time, Namrata, the life expectancy is high. Okay, so like typically when you try to work on the retirement plan for someone who intend to retire at the age of 55 or 60, the life expectancy is close to around 85. So you plan for close to around 25 to 30 years. But in case of someone who would like to retire early at the age of 40 or 45, you have quite high number of years to take care without the regular stream of income. Okay. And those are around 40 to 45 years. So that stage itself would ask for a higher amount. So that's one thing that we need to keep in mind. Okay. So looking from all the aspects, one is you need to have a proper, identification and, a proper number for your financial goals, and then try to work on the FIRE moment rather than just considering that I would like to retire at one particular age.
Right. And as a financial planner, Harshad, what did you think should be the approach of asset allocation when it comes to the FIRE movement?
Yeah. So very important question, Namrata. I think the objective of the entire FIRE movement is to try to cover your investments in such a way where what you intend to do in 20, 25 years, you accumulate in 10 years. So it, by default, you have to be very aggressive. So there is a lot of possibility your existing money and the fresh money or the surplus that you generate every month will have to be invested into aggressive assets like equity or real estates, considering where the real estate is all about. Okay. So it has to be an aggressive asset allocation for all those who intend to retire early. Because you are trying to, you need to make the most of the time and the asset class. From an asset allocation perspective, Namrata, if in case, let's say someone wants to retire in 10 years, then that asset allocation would typically be 100% into equities, particularly from a FIRE moment perspective.
Right. And you rightly mentioned that, inflation and the, longer time span should also be considered. So keeping that in mind, what are the common pitfalls and mistakes that investors make when it comes to the FIRE movement?
So I would say I would not say mistakes, but I think there are a few things which can easily get ignored. So one is, as you pointed out in the question itself, is the inflation. Second is, I think there are a few objectives which will get evolved over a period of time. I'll give you a classic example of a young couple with whom we are interacting. And, so they are around 30, 32, and they have a child who is around 2 years. Okay. So even though I intend to retire at the age of 40 or 42, okay, my commitment towards my child education will continue. So now that goal itself is going to evolve over a period of time. Sometimes it may happen that, you know, you'll have to consider your plan in across all the objectives, and then you need to be more aggressive. You cannot be, you know, you cannot be conservative saying that I would like to park my money in safer assets like fixed deposits and all, and target FIRE moment. So that allocation will be aggressive. So you have to first create that mindset. So, and another thing that we have noticed is a lot of youngsters are still used to parking their money in fixed deposits. So now with that mindset, you cannot try to target the FIRE moment. So you'll have to aggressively invest into assets like equities, make better use of it, and then consider the other aspects. And then you should be adaptive, saying that, you know, if in case this financial goal needs me to, you know, probably relook into the overall finance and relook into the goal, saying that instead of 10 years, I would like to stretch it for 12 years. That should be, that kind of flexibility should always be there, which I believe will always, always be. But, you know, it's very important not to be rigid with any particular asset class or particular goal when it comes to the time period of the goal.
Right. So I think to summarize, I would say that a person who is looking to, you know, have financial independence and retire early in life should A, definitely keep in mind the inflation in India, as well as the longer, you know, time horizon of the way we are living right now, as well as have a good enough aggressive risk appetite, because with a conservative risk appetite, it will be difficult to prepare for all your future financial goals. And third, also have the flexibility that, you know, in case a few goals are not, you do postpone your retirement goal. And also lastly, that retirement in this FIRE movement really doesn't mean retire, you know, the way we look at retirement, but retire in the sense that you're not earning an income to run your house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the point is, the last point you said is bang on. Okay. Because there is, I believe that over a period of few years, there will be no formal retirement. We all will be engaged in some sort of the other activity, either from a social activity or from an activity where, you know, where we'll generate some income. But yes, there will come a stage where your formal income will come down. Okay. And it will reduce drastically. So when anyone with whom we are interacting, if they have envisaged FIRE moment or at least the retirement early stage, they are very, very, they are very clear that we will be looking at some sort of, you know, engagement in terms of work, some sort of consultancy. Okay, which will give us some income. But yeah, we do not want to get into the phase where there's an active income or active job work going on at the same time. So that's another thing that we have to keep in mind. Well, there will be some income coming up, but most of your expenses need to be taken care from whatever you have accumulated throughout the stage till the time you reach your FIRE moment.
Harshad, any other parting thoughts on the entire FIRE movement and how investors can approach it?
Sure. So I think it's worth giving a thought, no doubt. Okay. In fact, what it may end up doing, I don't know how many people will pursue it further and how many people will actually, you know, take it up. Okay. While the concept in India is still evolving. Okay. But I, in my personal experience, I have interacted with many young people and they do intend to at least evaluate it. And it's worth giving a shot from evaluation perspective. At the same time, what it's going to do is it's going to give you a right direction right from this stage. Now, even though you do not intend to pursue, you know, FIRE moment, and let's say after 10 years, but let's say you want to retire not at 60, but at 50 also. Okay. You know, the kind of homework that you need to do to ensure that you take care of your financial objectives and retirement at a particular stage is already there when you start evaluating FIRE moment. So it's worth giving a shot. It may help you to streamline your thought process. It may help you to work on your financial objectives. And it will definitely help you to start thinking from a, you know, from an investment perspective, from savings perspective, and how well you make, you know, use of your money. I think these are a few things which will help anyone who wants to at least start thinking on the FIRE moment. I think that's one of the biggest benefit that, you know, right, just from a thinking perspective will have, right? Okay, if you pursue it not, this is a different story, but it will help you to define that, yes, this is where I'm heading and this is where I need to do in terms of what our efforts are required.
So thank you for your insights today, Harshad. It was a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you, Namrata. I hope the conversation would help a lot of people to start evaluating on their FIRE moment and pursue it in the right way. Thank you.
Thank you, Harshad. That's all from today's episode of Why Not Mint Money. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.